Mirjana Selby is stepping aside from her wonderful role, what a steward she has been for Te Wānanga o Raukawa across nearly two decades. And she's now heading off. She's going to take up professional netball, also I hear. Mirjana Selby is with us for a kōrero to say thanks and congrats. Professional netball next, Mirjana.
Well, you know, it'd be lovely to think I could make a comeback at club, you know, to get club level, which is all I was ever any good at. But not even that I'm up for anymore. But I'll be a professional spectator, critic, you know, umpire, advisor, all those kinds of things, and I'm looking forward to that.
Our engineer, Orangi, says, you're known now as a Facebook coach. Anyway, there we are. There we are. Hey, Mirjana, I just want to acknowledge your mahi. Gee, when we think back to those early days of Te Wānanga o Raukawa and look at its growth, the way it's just created this wonderful confidence where we have deliberately prioritised Māori mā tauranga, it's been a formula that has been exceptional, and we are so lucky to have had such a wonderful steward of that kaupapa across the years. So thank you for your mahi there for 17 years. When we look back to the start of your involvement with the wānanga, talk to us about who you were taking your lead from, your mentors, as you took up that prominent position and helped guide the ship literally for nearly two decades. Who were in your corner when you started?
Well, I was really fortunate with the foundations that had been built by a number of pakeke over the years and throughout our iwi, but none more so than Patarangi Winiata, who was the tūmaki before me and had such a lot to do with the creation of Te Wānanga o Raukawa and the model that it came to be. So I was fortunate to work alongside him for a long time, to watch the way that he operated, to hear the way that he communicated his messages and the way in which he held firm to his beliefs and principles was unmoving on many, many things, but the way in which he delivered his message with a mana-enhancing kind of approach, they were all good learnings for me and things that I tried to keep up with in my time here too, but very, very fortunate with him and many others of our pakeke, of our iwi here, who actually fought the hard-fought fight in the years when things were really, really difficult. And there was very little support externally and from the Crown and stuff like that. So I came in, and I was pretty lucky when I came in to this position.
Tēnā koe, we've heard the term rags to riches, from prefabs to now these beautiful whare that are part of the campus at Te Wānanga o Raukawa. But we have a different way of evaluating richness, and it's not money. That's a term you might see in business. But what I'm getting at is this growth in confidence, growth in abilities, growth in potential, growth in people. How do you describe coming from such humble prefab beginnings to what we witness now in Ōtaki?
That's absolutely correct, but they aren't, as you say, the real signs of growth and success. For us, it's watching how many students have come through over the years, the capacity that's been built in the organisation with the skill level of the staff, and as you say, the confidence of the staff. A huge team effort has come together over the years to create the organisation that it is today. We've got a lot more to do, and when Meihana comes next year and picks up the role of Tūmuaki, he'll bring his flavour, but also his really good, wise words and experience as well. But it's been a huge team effort. I think that most people that work at Te Wānanga o Raukawa over the years aren't here for the job, but they understand the movement. And so doing extra when required has never been a problem. And that's what's really got us through the tough times and over the challenges that we've faced. The campus is beautiful. Thank you for acknowledging that. And it really is a reflection of the commitment and dedication by a big team of loyal staff over a long time, and the solid direction too, I think, of our pakeke from the early years.
Is there a moment you could share with us where it all felt right? It might have been a graduate who wasn't ever expected to do well. It could be just anything. But is there a touching moment that you recall that might sort of sum up what this is all about, Mirjana?
Yeah, I think there was a special moment when we found out that the new legislation that was going to be passed, that was passed last year in August, that allowed us to become a non-crown entity after 30 years as a crown entity. So 12 years we ran independently, completely under the iwi, then became a crown entity, and then in August last year some legislation passed that allowed us to take the option of becoming a non-crown entity, and we did that, and that happened at the beginning of this year for us. So we're 1 year into being a non-crown entity. But the passing of that legislation really was an acknowledgement to me of those people who had done, as I said, the hard yards and the effort that had been made over the years to take us back to where we should be, where the mana sits with our iwi. And so that was a big celebration that day, but there were sometimes the few moments during that day where a huge sense of pride, I guess, in the fight that we'd fought and where we had landed with it.
Well, back in the day, very few people in Otaki were speaking Te Reo Māori. And now it's a Māori town. And don't you forget it, e ho mā. If you go to Otaki, you'll feel it. The reo is literally everywhere. It must be wonderful to get that feeling, to hear tamariki talking with their old people, to hear tauira conversing in Te Reo Māori. It certainly changed the reo Māori landscape of that. You must be tremendously proud.
Yeah, I am, and I think that I sometimes describe what's happened in Ōtaki, which we couldn't really have foreseen. You just sort of work away of it, at it and chip away at it, and then all of a sudden you can start to feel the energy and you can start to feel the momentum. But I often say that what I believe that what's happened here is in the miracle kind of definition, and that Ōtaki's almost become a bit of an oasis for te reo. And it's attracting people here who want to be in that environment, bring their children to that environment, to the kohanga reo that are here, to the kura that are here. And so it's a self-serving thing too. It keeps on growing itself once you get some momentum going. But it is a wonderful place, I think, and it's an example of what can be achieved. A lot of people have asked about how to pick up the model here and put it elsewhere, and I think that's one of the challenges going forward, even just for Rauka Te Ate o Ngāti Toa, how to make the magic that's happened in Ōtaki felt further afield.
Well, like you, I salute Whatarangi and those who were visionary in those times. You've maintained the vision. You've certainly deployed a wonderful commitment over the last 17 years. And if anyone deserves a bit of a rest, it's you. But, you know, being
Thank you.
a professional spectator comes with its challenges as well. So, Mediana, thanks for all the mahi. And
Thank you,
we
Dale.
celebrate in the success of Raukawa as well. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. Hei
Tēnā koe.
kona.
Mediana Selby stepping aside from Te Wairangaroa Raukawa as their tumuaki after 17 years.